we will get down into the Dockers camp now because Ben Cameron is with Fremantle assistant coach Mark Stone.
Mark Stone, how do you put the significance of this day for Matthew Pavlich and the footy club into words?
Oh, it's pretty difficult, although there's been a lot said all week from a range of different viewpoints and perspectives. I mean, he's the club's greatest player of all time, and it's life without Matthew is going to be a little bit different for the footy club, but I think it's a significant day for him and the club and everyone, all the members and supporters of the football club, and we just hope that our group honour it with great effort.
Beyond putting in a good performance for Matthew, what is there to achieve out of today, given that your season will end when the final siren sounds?
Well, we're still trying to improve our footy, and you know, every week we get an opportunity to do that, as small as those steps may be. They're important to us, and it's important from a mental point of view that you play the season out, regardless of where we sit in the competition ladder, and we say that about games. You've got to play the 120 minutes. You can't win if you play 90, 95, 100, 105. So it's the same with the season. We've got to play the season out. We're here to compete really fiercely. We're here to win.
They're a great tackling side. One thing you guys have struggled with all year has been your exit from your D50. It might be something that needs a summer to remedy, but how have you worked on that during the week to try and get through their strong offensive pressure?
We've been working on it for a number of weeks, but the basics of that are that if there's a free player, take it, take the easy option when he presents. And if we're stuck for options, we've got to get our structure right. We need our tools, you know, in the places down the line where they can mark it and compete in the air for us. And then if it comes to ground, we're a chance at ground level. But if we fail to get those structures in place, it makes it more difficult for the kicker. So those things are what we've been working on for a number of weeks. We've just got to keep doing it every time we step out and try and do it better.
Upstairs, Lukey Mack, Luke McFarlane and Adam Papalia.
Stoney, Luke McFarlane here, mate. Good to be speaking with you. It has been an emotional week, I'm sure, and being, I guess, inside the four walls as you have been this week. What's been the messaging from Ross, from the coaches to the playing group? I mean, I guess it is hard to manage emotion in a week such as this, but what has been the messaging to the playing group?
Hello, Luke. Great to hear your voice, mate. The messaging, really, as you would expect, is honour the occasion with extraordinary effort, as you would have heard a number of times. But I think on top of that, things are messages like, we know it's going to be an emotional opener and there's going to be a fizz and a bomb go off when the ball bounces, but we just can't lose that fizz and that energy. And we've got to make sure that throughout the group we show leadership, we show respect and loyalty to Matthew by making sure that we keep the energy high and the effort really strong.
Mark, Adam Papalia here as well. Thanks for your time. Good to see a few of his teammates come back in this week as well. Zach Dawson, of course, Aaron Sandilands, who's played so long with him, and Matt DeBoer.
Yeah, certainly Aaron proved his fitness. He's always our number one starting ruckman. Zach Dawson served his time and probably, you know, he's still one of our premier defenders. And Matt DeBoer's earned his spot. He's been playing some super footy in the Waffle. And all three of those guys are fairly close to Matthew. They played a lot of footy with him. And it's great to have them in this game for him.
And you personally, do you have a favourite Matthew Pavlich moment or an interaction with him through your time at the club?
Oh, there's so many moments, isn't there? Particularly for me, just the past 5 years. But I've had the real pleasure and privilege of working with him this year closely as the forwards coach. And what I find from Matthew, he's got such a balanced approach to his teammates. He's really assertive and he's firm and vigorous with them and robust when he has to be. But he's also got an empathetic side and understands the difficulties that come with the game at times. And where coaches can be a little bit unempathetic. And so he's got a terrifically well-balanced view towards his teammates. He's great. He shows great leadership, as I'm sure Luke's probably already touched on. The other thing for me with Matthew is he sees the game so well. And not only, as a strong point from a forward point of view, but he sees the game really well from the back half, from the midfield. And he's always prepared to give feedback and make contributions no matter what the meeting is. And, you know, in terms of my great memory or, you know, special point from the season, it's just been able to sit down one-on-one with him and talk footy, you know, and just chew the fat about the game. That's been really special. So I've really enjoyed that and we'll miss him.
Stoney, clearly the season hasn't gone the way that Fremantle would have liked, but I guess in terms of the value of having someone of Pavlich's character leadership around for another year, to work with the likes of Michael Atness and Matt Tabanar, it's been invaluable, hasn't it?
Absolutely, Luke, and he's made significant contributions in that, and I've made sure that those guys approach him. He's a very busy man, as you would know, and he's he's so committed to his own game and so professional with his preparation that I've really pushed those two young fellows to go and sit with him in the locker room and talk about football, talk about the little nuances and the subtleties of being a good forward. And he's been more than willing to help those guys, and there's no doubt that's helped fast-track them a little bit with their development.
Well, Mark Stone, thank you very much for your time on 6PR Footy this afternoon and whenever you've joined us through the season as well. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys. A pleasure.